Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. In the light of recent events where the world has witnessed a phenomenal, tragic events, calamities, sheer terror in the faces of people who have experienced the horrors of the terrorist attacks against New York City and against Washington, D.C., against the very people of the United States. I want to talk to you this week about a place of safety. Proverbs 18, verse 10 says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it, and they are safe." There is safety in the name of the Lord. There is safety in being under God's banner, the name of God. But it says that the righteous can run to it and be safe. The people who are in right standing with God. Are you in right standing with God? Right standing with the Lord is not based on your performance, how righteous you have been, how moral you have been, how many commandments you have kept, how many sins you have avoided. But instead, the righteousness that God is talking about here comes through a relationship with Jesus Christ. The scripture tells us that He is our righteousness. Because of Jesus and His sacrifice and His death on the cross, we have the blessed gift of His righteousness upon our lives. If we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, we can be saved, receive His salvation, receive the forgiveness of God for our sins, and receive His righteousness instead of what we deserve, which would be judgment. Jesus gives to us His robe of righteousness. It says that the Father, God, imputes His righteousness to us, meaning that He gives us credit for what righteousness that Christ possesses. To the person who looks to God and accepts the work of Jesus Christ on the cross as payment in full for his sins. Have you been able to believe God that He has taken away all your sins through the death and resurrection of His Son Jesus? If so, then the righteousness of Jesus has been imputed to you, and you are righteous in the sight of God. It doesn't mean that you are perfect or that you do all things perfectly now. It means that though we were sinners, Christ died for us, and through that exchange, God looked at us as if we were as righteous as Jesus Himself. But you must believe this. You must take this to heart. You must not allow the enemy of your soul who would like to give you a spirit of condemnation so that you will not believe that your sins are forgiven, so that you will not believe that you're in right standing with God. And then if you don't believe those things, it's impossible for you to believe that you can run to the name of the Lord as your strong tower and be safe because you don't feel worthy of it. You feel like you're not righteous enough to have God protect you or help you. You must resist those lies and take hold of the truth of God in order to obtain the promises of God for your life. And today, I want to talk to you about the promise of the safety that we have in God through the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it, and they are safe. Can you run to the place of God's safety, to underneath the banner of the name of God? We live in a day when we need to be able to run to that safe place, to that sanctuary, to that hiding place where until the calamities be overpassed, as it says in Psalms. The phrase, the name of the Lord, appears 109 times in 108 verses of Scripture. It's an important focus that the Lord gives to us. It's an important subject as it is repeated over and over again in the Bible. We were given a very specific commandment with regard to the name of the Lord, and it's a commandment that's been very much overlooked or very much cast to the side of life as we see today in our society. In chapter 5 of Deuteronomy in verse 11, we see this recounting of the one of the Ten Commandments. And it says, "You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in falsehood or without purpose." The Lord has a high standard with regard to his name. It was never intended by God that people use God's name as a curse word or in conjunction with a curse word calling damnation upon people or things. God is not a damner. He is one who came to save the earth, not to condemn it, as Jesus said. However, many people today put God's name in conjunction with damning people or things. And by doing that, the word says that God will not hold that person guiltless. He will judge the person who will be so bold and arrogant as to flippantly use the name of the Lord. God has called us to honor the name of the Lord. It is a precious and a holy thing, and we must be very watchful how we use the name of the Lord. Many people, even Christians, will use the name God and use it as a byword, just as a meaningless expression or without purpose, as it says here in Deuteronomy 5:11 in the Amplified Translation. The Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in falsehood or without purpose. When people use the name of the Lord just casually, they are violating that word, that scripture, that commandment of God. If you've been guilty of that, you need to confess that to the Lord and say, Father, forgive me for taking your name in vain, for using your name without a purpose, for using your name falsely, not the way you intended. And ask God's forgiveness and his cleansing, and then purpose in your heart with the help of God. You will never use the name of the Lord so flippantly, so casually again, because the name of the Lord is holy, but it is also a place of refuge. We shouldn't use it as refuse. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and they are safe. Do you remember in the story of David and Goliath in 1 Samuel chapter 17 what David said to Goliath, the Philistine giant? He said to him these words, "You come to me with a sword and a spear and a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will smite you and cut off your head." David used the weapon of the name of the Lord to go against Goliath. David identified that Goliath came to him with natural weapons, with a sword, with a spear, with a javelin. But David identified his weapon to the giant by saying, "I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, whom you have defied, and this day the Lord will deliver you into my hand." David knew the power of the name of the Lord. Do you know the power of the name of the Lord in your life? That you can defeat enemies, giants in your life with the name of the Lord? That's God's intention for you if you're a believer. We see the same amazing deliverance, the same amazing victory when Elijah challenged the prophets of Baal. There were 450 prophets of Baal that assembled on Mount Carmel when Elijah called them all together and he challenged them. Say, let's find out who really is God. And in 1 Kings chapter 18, it says, Elijah came near to all the people and said, "How long will you halt between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. If Baal is God, then follow him." And the people didn't answer him. And Elijah said to the people, "I only remain a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let two bulls be given to us. Let them cut one bull for themselves, cut it in pieces, lay it on the wood, but put no fire under it. And I'll dress the other bull, lay it on the wood, and put no fire under it. Then you call on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of the Lord. The one who answers by fire, let him be God." And we know how the story ended. The prophets of Baal called on the name of their God all day, all afternoon, until evening, to no avail. There was no answer from this God who didn't even exist. But Elijah, on the other hand, called on the name of the Lord God, and he answered with fire. The name of the Lord brings forth power because it is powerful. All of his names, they are powerful. The scripture that I quoted, Proverbs 18:10, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower," can be broken down this way. The word name in Hebrew means honor or authority or fame or character or renown. And the word Lord comes from a Hebrew word, Jehovah, the self-existent or the eternal one. And it's the Jewish national name for God. And the word strong is from the Hebrew word Shem, which means force or security or might and power. And the word tower means a castle. So consider this scripture, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous run to it and they are safe. Using all of those words together, the authority, the fame, and the renown of the Lord, the eternal one's name, is a majestic, mighty, powerful force and a secure castle that those in right standing with God can run to and find safety and be made inaccessible to the enemy. Do you want to be inaccessible to the enemy? Do you want to find safety? Do you want to know where you can run and be safe? The name of the Lord is that place. Are you in right standing with Him? Then the name of the Lord belongs to you. Take a hold of the name of the Lord. Guard it with holiness. Don't ever take the Lord's name in vain, but instead call on the name of the Lord, and He will be your safety and the place where you can run to and be made inaccessible to the enemy. Join me the rest of this week as we talk about the different names of the Lord and how they are a place of safety for the believer today. Thank you so much for listening. I would just love to hear from you if this broadcast has been a blessing in your life. And if you will call or write to me, I will send you two of my free monthly teaching pamphlets. In these pamphlets, I write each month about a down-to-earth subject that will help you in your daily walk with the Lord. It's a practical teaching that you can also share with a friend to whom it may also be a blessing, which is why I send you two copies. Won't you call or write to me today and request these free teaching pamphlets? You can contact us on our toll-free number or write to us at the address that will be mentioned in just a moment. Or if you have internet access, be sure to contact us through our website. Thanks again for listening. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.